News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, taking good care of us. And when our interview is complete, he will make sure that this interview is on the WKOK podcast page for everyone to enjoy. On the news line with us now, Sherry Klein is calling in. She's the volunteer support coordinator for the Girls in the Heart of Central Pennsylvania, Girl Scouts in the Heart of Pennsylvania. They got a recruitment event coming up, and they are just continuing to raise up girls and make sure that girls get every advantage humanly possible. When I had a daughter, I used to say it seems like the whole world it was either actually against her or seemed to be against her, and Girl Scouts was a through line that helped her out. So, Sherry, thank you so much for calling in. Very much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And when we just before we get into the mission and work of the Girl Scouts, I said something there that maybe requires comment, and that is this idea that I used to facetiously say the whole world was against girls because my daughter would point out different things that seemed to not be going perfectly or weren't set up right in her view. But what element, what molecule of truth is in that, that for women and girls still have to fight a little bit harder, prove a little bit more, maybe just show a little bit more that they're capable?
I think they do. I think we have to show, like you said, a little bit more that we are just as smart or just as fast or just as strong. We can build a fire. We can make a tent, you know, build a campsite. We can pitch a tent. We can do STEAM events. That's, you know, we're very big into STEAM now with Girl Scouts, science and math and arts and, you know, engineering and coding and all kinds of great stuff that they didn't do when your daughter maybe or when I definitely was a Girl Scout. We're building bigger and better and more courageous and more intelligent and faster and smarter girls every day. So I think that they definitely are breaking those stereotypes that girls just play with dolls and sit at home and have tea parties. I mean, we do that too, but these girls are amazing, and they have huge opportunities ahead of them. And all about Girl Scouts is all about being girl-led and just having the girls be involved and making the decisions and creating their own pathways as much as humanly possible, from the daisy level, which is at kindergarten, all the way up to ambassador, which is high school. I know that a lot of people are aware of the Eagle Scout, you know, for Boy Scouts, but we have the Gold Award, which is for our senior through ambassador girls, you know, seniors in high school, juniors through seniors in high school. And these girls are doing amazing projects with tree planting and solar stuff. I mean, it would just blow your mind if you saw some of these projects. And these girls are doing it by themselves. They have mentors through school, but you know, this isn't like a group project. This is all independent. They have to get the fundraising themselves. They have to come up with the idea themselves. They find the mentors. They have mentors through Girl Scouts in the Heart of Pennsylvania. They have a great group of people that help them through Girl Scouts. It's amazing. So they are definitely breaking those stereotypes.
Well, and is there a way to summarize the mission of the Girl Scouts? What do the Girl Scouts do? You just talked about some of the activities. Is there a stated mission?
The mission is just to build girls up, just to have girls of confidence, courage, and character. That's the mission.
Okay, so those are the ways that you do that. Well, you have a recruitment event where people can certainly get more information and sign up. So tell us about that. That's this weekend.
We do. We have a recruitment event at the Sunbury Marina on Sunday. It will be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. You'll see us. We're at Pavilion 2, but we will have a giant banner that says Girl Scouts have s'more fun. We'll be offering hot dogs that you can grill. And then you can also make s'mores on a little fire there. We'll have all kinds of yard and lawn events that the girls will be offering for people to participate in. We have a troop that does double Dutch jump rope in Sunbury, and they'll be there doing their double Dutch jump rope for everybody and offering to maybe teach or just
You're
have
jumping?
People jump rope if they would like.
You'll be jumping?
I will not be jumping, no.
Okay.
I want to be able to function the rest of the week, so I will not be jumping, but the girls will be there. And I will be on site, so I will be able to register if anybody would like to register on site. We'll have all kinds of information material available for people. I will also have my laptop, like I said, there to register, but I can also show people our calendar of events that we have. We offer all kinds of virtual programming if people aren't able to attend meetings on a regular basis. We have weekly virtual programming. We have a program called Juliet that if you can't physically attend a meeting but you want to participate in Girl Scouts, you would be able to do it from home with an adult as basically your leader. So a parent or a guardian would be able to do all the Girl Scout programming with you at home. So there's all kinds of options available, and all that will be available on Sunday at the marina from 1 to 4. So we would love to see everybody come out and hang out with us for a little while.
Right, and even if you just want to find out more information, find out about the troops, find out what the Girl Scouts do, find out about the camping or the sales opportunities for selling cookies or selling popcorn or whatever it happens to be, and or the science, technology, engineering, and math orientation that is involved in this, or what it takes and this achievement that is that gold award that you talked about. I think that's fascinating, this idea that the Eagle Scouts kind of take all the air out of the room, but certainly the gold award winners have quite an achievement and quite a bit of initiative to show for their work as well. Girl Scouts can admit boys. What's the criteria? How does that work?
Actually, girls, it's for girls. If you identify as a girl, you are accepted into Girl Scouts. The whole purpose, Juliet Gordon Low created the Girl Scouts in 1912, and her whole purpose was for it to empower females. So we want girls to be empowered. So it is for females, but if you identify as a female, then you can be a Girl Scout. So that is the criteria. But sorry, boys.
Well, you have to join the Scouts. Yeah, there's certainly an extensive scouting experience for boys. Okay, so when you say science, technology, engineering, and math for the girls, what does that entail? How do you teach those areas?
Oh, we have our virtual programming is very STEAM-oriented, and now we used to have a STEAM-mobile that would travel around in the area. Now it goes to all our camp properties. We have a camp property, the closest one that we have to our area is in Halifax. It's Camp Small Valley. We have Camp Furnace Hills, we have Camp Happy Valley, and we have Camp Archibald, which is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary on September 18th. It will be the second oldest camp property in the country. But the STEAM Mobile goes to these camp properties, and they do all kinds of STEAM events, but they do coding, they do engineering, they do Christmas, we made gingerbread houses and had the girls, and unfortunately it was virtual because of the current situation, but had the girls find materials, you know, because it was anywhere from 5 years old to 15 years old. We had the girls find materials around the house that they could use to keep the structure of the gingerbread house up. So you would be amazed at the different materials that these girls came up with to help keep the structure of the house, and then to be able to decorate it and, you know, have it actually sit still long enough to take a picture and all that stuff. There's art, but the technology, when I saw that they were doing coding with girls in like first and second grade, it just blew my mind, because I'm lucky if I could check my email. So it's amazing the stuff that they're doing with these girls.
Well, witness the fact that you didn't receive the email. I tried desperately yesterday to send out a couple times. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So, yeah, that's how that goes. Okay. And hermit crabs, we mentioned that very briefly, and I think we should mention it again because we don't want to miss that opportunity. Please, how do hermit crabs factor into Girl Scouts in the heart of Pennsylvania?
Well, I said that when I was a Girl Scout, my favorite thing about day camp was that you went to day camp and they always said to you at the beginning of the day, don't get wet, because you're going to be here all day and you normally didn't have a change of clothes, you know, and you were going to go home at the end of the day and get in your parents' car, and they didn't want you to be dirty. So you would go and you would walk along the creek and you would look at hermit crabs, and you inevitably would work your way further into the creek or stream as an excuse to pick up a hermit crab, and then you would accidentally fall into the creek, of course, you know, and get wet, or sit in the creek to pick up a hermit crab and get wet. So that was the running joke then, but now it's the same thing. You know, you take a bunch of little girls camping, or you take them on a, you know, to a day camp or anywhere near water, and they inevitably will find a hermit crab or a salamander or something slimy and disgusting to most people, and they'll come walking up and they'll be soaked and they'll have it in their hand, in their shoe, in their, you know, anywhere that they can put it, and it becomes a pet, it becomes the mascot for the camp. So it's amazing what these girls, like, their imagination is just hilarious, and they have no fear.
Well, yeah, unless someone tells them to be afraid of something, they tend not
right.
to be. So,
All right,
well, we have just a moment left. Please make a pitch for girls considering scouting to be at the marina this Sunday,
yep. Girls, parents, grandparents, if you have a little girl who is interested in scouting, if she has a great imagination, if she likes art, if she likes selling cookies, if she likes being around other little girls, if she wants to get out of the house because she's been driving you nuts for the last 18 months, we are doing a recruitment event on Sunday from 1 to 4 at the marina. There will be all kinds of cool stuff for her to do. You know, materials and information for moms and dads and grandparents and the like to get about Girl Scouts. You can do it in person. You can do it virtually. You can do it at home. There's all kinds of opportunities. We have an events calendar. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff to get your kids all sugared up to take home with you. There'll be prizes. If a girl who is already an existing Girl Scout brings a friend, she will be eligible to pull a gift out of the nifty little gift bag. So come on by and see us, and we will make it worth your while, I promise.
Very well done. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thanks for all the information.
Thank you.
Good luck, and keep in touch. And as you do more activities and programs and more conversations, you can check back in. You can visit our studios in the future and bring some scouts with you, and we'll see if we can't get some of those folks interviewed as well. Thank you, Sherry.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. That is Sherry Klein, Volunteer Support Coordinator for the Girl Scouts in the heart of Pennsylvania, a recruitment event at the Shikellamy State Park Marina this Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. You can find lots more information out about scouting at gshpa.org. Girl Scouts in the heart of Pennsylvania, gshpa.org.